Since his early days in business, Trump has elevated himself again and again above the laws that govern others. Andrew Johnson broke a law that he believed was unconstitutional. Donald Trump has broken many laws for personal gain. No other president comes close to matching his history of violations. As a private citizen, Donald Trump has escaped serious retribution for his crimes and transgressions. He settled civil lawsuits charging him with breaking racketeering and civil rights laws, paid fines that he could well afford, protracted litigation, and concealed lawbreaking for many years. There are two avenues of impeachment opened by Trump's practice of disregarding the law. First, although unlikely, the House of Representatives could vote articles of impeachment, and the Senate could convict Trump for illegal acts that occurred prior to assuming office. The Constitution specifies no time limits on any of its enumerated impeachable offenses. There is no statute of limitations, and no judicial review of decisions made by either the House or the Senate. Past actions could also become part of a larger impeachment. There are several laws that I believe Trump might break while in office. His expansive view of presidential authority echoes Richard Nixon's claim that when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal. Nixon was wrong and paid a heavy price for his error. As the expression goes, history does not repeat itself, but it rhymes. Violation of the Fair Housing Act. Sheila Morse, an undercover real estate tester of housing discrimination for the Human Rights Commission in the early 1970s, still vividly remembers the work. When black people began to complain that building managers were denying them the chance to rent an apartment, the commission dispatched Morse, who is white, to see if she would receive a different response. Morse recalls, among other episodes, that the division dispatched her to a specific apartment building, where a black man had complained that when he inquired about a for rent sign posted outside the building, the superintendent had told him that the apartment was rented, and the sign was still posted in error. When Morse arrived at the location, the sign was up, and the superintendent immediately welcomed her into the building, showed her the vacant apartment, and assured her that she could sign a lease the next day. "I guess I was the right color, and the gentleman was the wrong color," Morse concluded. When Morse, an official of the commission, and the rejected black applicant confronted the superintendent, he said, "I'm only doing what my boss told me to do. I am not to rent to black tenants." The superintendent's boss was Trump Management, which owned and operated the building. Donald J. Trump was the president, and his father, Fred Trump, was the chairman of the board. Thus marked the first of Trump's many clashes with the law. Based on the findings of testers like Sheila Morse, complaints from minorities, and evidence that the company discouraged rental to blacks, and had secretly marked minority applications with codes such as C for colored, the United States Department of Justice sued Trump's company in 1973 for violating the Fair Housing Act of 1968. Rather than attempting to resolve the matter, Trump hired Senator Joseph McCarthy's former lawyer, Ray Cohn, to attack the Justice Department and obstruct their efforts to enforce the law. After 2 years of extraordinary obstruction and delay, which the head of Justice's Civil Rights Division said exceeded anything he had witnessed in 17 years at the bar, Trump reached a settlement with the government in 1975.